Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Malevi. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malevi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Malevi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malevi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNeely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mannion moves to third. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Faber moves to second. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 1 in the game. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kress fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Faber moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Malivi moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Faber scores. Malivi moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0 for 1 in the game. Kom hits a fly ball into right field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Tate moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gullick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Malivi. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mannion strikes out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. Malivi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Malivi moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Herm Holzhauser now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malivi scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Jolly moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy bunts in front of the plate. Mannion fields it and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to third. Barnes moves to second. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-2 in the game. Kom hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Schulte. Kom reaches second base with a double. Jolly scores. Barnes scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Faber takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malivi strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. McNeely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jolly scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schultz moves to second. Herm Holzhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holzhauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 3 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Faber strikes out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Tate trying to get to home. Goslin throws the ball into O'Rourke, who relays the ball to Mannion, who tags Tate, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malivi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Barnes takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive towards first. McNeely catches it and throws to second to double up Jolly. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schult strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive towards center. Barnes catches it and throws to first to double up Kress. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.